how do patients get involved in research activity? Because that's how your community has learned so much about this group of diseases.
I can't stress this enough, that this is a wonderful community of patients that, when given the opportunity, many not only want to participate in research to try to help, hopefully, themselves in terms of ways to treat and improve from a Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis perspective, but that the knowledge gained can help other patients as well. One example is a study that we have here at UNC that's actually an international study. It's a study called CCFA Partners, or Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America Partners. And this is an online study where anyone across the country with inflammatory bowel disease can join. And they fill out surveys every 6 months. It includes information about their disease, maybe prior surgeries, current medications, but it also includes information about some of these other aspects that we're mentioning, something we call patient-reported outcomes, things like their mood, things like if they're able to get out of the house and do the things they want to do, aspects about fatigue, pain. You know, all of these factors play a huge role in the course of inflammatory bowel disease, and we need to better understand how our treatments are targeting how the patient is living as a whole. And that's the focus of this study. What I also love about this study is that patients are really citizen scientists. They log on to our community and propose research questions. And then we take those research questions and we'll go from there, often including the patient, and try to answer these important questions. One of the studies I mentioned earlier, a diet study that is being done through the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America, was actually an idea that was proposed by a patient through this platform. And that patient is working with us to answer this important question that we've now been able to receive funding for and are moving forward nationally. And so I would encourage patients to visit a website, ccfapartners.org. And at this site, they'll be given instructions on how to join, and they can do so from the comfort of their home, just over any internet connection. And I think it's an important project moving forward in that it truly pairs patients and researchers and clinicians together to try to answer some of these important questions about what it's like to live with inflammatory bowel disease and how we as a community can work together to improve outcomes.
So the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation is a good source also for patient information. Where else should patients turn?
Patients, the CCFA, as you mentioned, is a wonderful resource. Often their own physician will have resources. For example, here at UNC on our website, if you go online to the UNC IBD website, for example, we have links to educational resources as well. There are also other national resources. There is an Ostomy Foundation resource for people that have an ostomy bag that can be wonderful. And there are links to all of these sites through both the CCFA and through UNC.